This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop.
All righty. There we go. By the way, before I go to Manny here, just for those of you out there that keep going back to the Lombardi story, let me be just clear for you. Lombardi is a hack that has no real insight. He talks a lot of crap on his podcast. He puts out a lot of stories that are wrong. He had a trade for the Eagles about a year or two ago that would just, he flopped completely on it. He gets caught with all kinds of bad misinformation. So I'm not surprised that he had to retract that story that he was talking about with Flores, because I'm sure it was wrong. So if you guys want to keep listening to Michael Lombardi, you can go ahead and do that. But I would tell you, you're listening to somebody that probably should be writing things on Facebook.
Wow. Okay?
All right. Now let's go to Manny Navarro. And let's go to somebody that actually is a real journalist, that actually has real insight, knows what he's talking about, not some hack that can't get a job anymore in the NFL, so he just throws crap out there so he can get some hits. Anyway, Manny, how you doing, my brother? You doing all right?
Doing good, bro. I've been busy interviewing people and trying to put stories together and just, you know, the usual, brother, just the way it always is.
I know. You do the real job, unlike Mike Lombardi. All right, so let's get into a little Hurricanes here. What has changed since earlier in the week? What are you hearing on the coaching side so far?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I talk to different people, and I keep being told, hey, we're going to be closer to getting an OC soon.
Nothing's gone. Let's go.
Mario just keeps taking his time, interviewing more people. You know, again, I told you from the onset that this was about patience. I went on vacation for that very reason, because I knew that this was going to take a long time. So, and yes, this is the first official recruiting week in January, and the contact period just started. So those guys are out recruiting. They're talking to 2022, 2022, 2023 kids. They're going to have their big recruiting weekend next weekend for the 23 kids. And there's still no offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator. It doesn't mean the kids don't know somewhat of what's going on. I spoke to your boy Cyrus Moss yesterday, the top
recruiter. Can you dig it?
Great kid, by the way. Loves the outdoors. His parents, real athletic type people. He comes from good genes. And just an interesting kid. I'll have a story later on him. But, you know, he was saying how basically, you know, they're going to go more to this 3-4, which is what we've been talking about a little bit, that, you know, two gap type scheme, that's what Mario prefers to run. And, you know, they're trying to get those kind of personnel here to play it. So this kid is expecting to play both with the hand in the dirt and standing up and rushing the quarterback. And his favorite player is Khalil Mack. So he wants to be just like him. That's the guy he studies. And
outside linebacker then. Okay.
He views right. himself as a Khalil Mack type player. So we'll see. You know, Doug Belk is a name, the defensive coordinator from Houston is a name of a guy who I mentioned before about how he coached with Mario at Alabama when they were both, you know, grad assistants or working on the staff there. So they have a friendship. Obviously, Schumann runs that scheme at Georgia. We'll see which one of these guys ends up being the final choice. So the same names we talked about Tuesday. I haven't heard any new names yet. I just think he's continuing to go through the process. And, you know, he's also started the recruiting front. This is a big recruiting weekend. And hosting transfers. I mean, this is Mario is 24/7, you know, constantly grinding, man. That's what he does.
Yeah, no, I that's what I do. So,
yeah,
that's how I live my life, dude. So it's just one of those deals. So I can feel it. The fact that he has already, you know, like his quarterback room is pretty comfortable right now because he's got a couple guys.
Mm-hmm.
Is that also why he can be patient in finding his offensive coordinator and settling on his offensive coordinator? Because it's not like he has to go out there and start recruiting the top quarterback right now. No, he's pretty comfortable at quarterback, and he already got a young guy that committed, right?
Yeah.
So he's kind of does that kind of ease the pressures of getting that OC in there quickly for recruiting purposes?
Absolutely. I think if they were in a huge position of need,
right,
at quarterback, I think you speed up the process. But they've got two guys in there that are stellar. Jake Garcia isn't leaving yet. We don't know until after the spring. We'll see what he says after the spring. And then you got Ja'Kari Brown, who's been a leader for this recruiting class, the kid who's coming in from Valdosta, who's like involved in these Twitter spaces with fans answering questions. Like, all the players were on there last night between 11 o'clock at night talking to fans. So they're in a good situation in that spot. And I'll say this, the two areas where they're looking for the most help, offensive line and defensive line, the trenches, that's where they've already got assistant coaches doing the recruiting, right? He's got Mirabal in there. He's got Salavea. So I think in terms of positions of need where he's looking to upgrade, immediately he's got guys in that way. I would say obviously the one spot is linebacker, where you still would like to get another great player. But they like Wesley Bissanth. They're big on Chase Smith, the way he ended the end of last season. He was a freshman in the previous cycle, played well the last two games. So, you know, as this thing changes, as it moves on, it'll be an interesting story to cover. But I think right now, you're right, they're not in a position where they're desperate to get coaches in here. So that allows them to operate in a smooth way. And listen, I talked to this writer.
By the way, gives you leverage too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Your leverage, because you're going to have OCs that want to be a part of this now, because they see that quarterback room, and then they see the money that's being spent finally, and then you know it's already a breeding ground for recruits as it is. So you've got all the factors now. Finally, the University of Miami now has all the ingredients to succeed in modern day football. Actually, before, they didn't need one of the ingredients, money. Now you need that money, and they're spending that money. Now I think they become much more of a desirable destination to coach at, with Mario bringing a lot of stability to the whole thing.
Yeah, now it's just about adding the depth of the players, in all honesty. It's just getting in more great recruiting classes. And, you know, a couple years from now, if Miami's playing in the college football playoff or they win the ACC, you got to give Manny Diaz credit, at least for what he did in the recruiting classes in 2020 and 2021. Because to me, he brought in good players. I mean, between James Williams, Cameron Kitchens, those receivers, getting Rhett Lashley here to get those quarterbacks, every program that ends up, you know, making it to the national championship or playing for championships, they always have that one coach in between who doesn't stick around, but he does a good job filling the roster. I think Manny Diaz, in a couple of years, that's what we're going to be saying about him, because there are good players on this roster. The question is, do you get that next layer to become Alabama, to become Georgia, to become that Ohio State type team that has enough depth to survive injuries and play for championships? And right now they have it at positions like quarterback. I think they've got it at safety. But they need more elite linemen, pass rushers, and linebackers. I think that's where it all starts for them.
I'll give you the example, dude, and this is what we're all hoping. I mean, not with all those championships, because that's kind of unrealistic, but here's my general point. Manny Diaz is Mike Shula, and you're hoping that Cristobal becomes Saban. That's it. Shula took you to one spot that he can only take you to. Then you got the real coach that can take you over the top. It's Rene Latchman, and then we go get Jim Leland. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's Ron Rothstein, which I know he's still in town. Sorry. And then you think it's Kevin Lockery, the guy to take you to the next level. So you go get the more experienced guy or whatever and all that. So we've seen, organizations kind of do that in the past, that there's a guy that can take you only to one point. You need to go get that next guy, and that's what I think we're seeing here, where Manny had a little bit of some to him in the recruiting juice, but when it came to coaching and game day decisions and all of those kind of things, that's
and fourth and 14s.
Yeah, that's where he fell short, and that's where I think the organizational skills of Mario Cristobal are really going to come in and make an enormous difference compared to what we've seen here recently.
Absolutely. And, you know, ultimately what puts these teams over the top is their depth. It's not even the coaching. It's how elite they are at recruiting, how much talent they stacked up. And that's the way Miami won before. Let's not fool ourselves. As good as Jimmy Johnson and Dennis Erickson were in their own right as coaches, like Miami won because they had more talent than anybody else on the field. It's the same formula. The formula doesn't change. So that's why Mario was such an important hire, because he gets you to that next level in terms of recruiting elite players that make difference in important games. Not beating Duke and you know, Virginia. You got guys that are capable of that. Manny Diaz brought in guys capable of that. It's getting the guys that are going to beat Texas A&M next year, beat Clemson. Those are the guys that you need on here. You need enough depth. And I think they're getting there. And we'll see what happens with the transfer portal. They had a couple of kids they hosted this week. One of them, the Antonio Maltry kid out of UAB, I think is probably going to end up in here playing here as a defensive lineman, edge rusher out of the Pensacola area. I talked to his high school coach this week. Real hungry kid. He hasn't committed officially yet. There hasn't been any official word or declaration, but I think he's a possibility. DJ James, cornerback out of Oregon, who was a starter for Oregon, is another guy who potentially could announce here soon, you know, that he's either going to Miami or Auburn or, you know. So, I mean,
tell that kid to get out of there. There's a whole bunch of homeless people in Oregon. It rains all the time. They haven't won anything. It's cold. Come on down here. We got sun. We got babes. And we don't have the amount of homeless people they have there. So come on, let's go. Let's go. Have you been to Oregon, bro? You know how bad it is, or
I've been to Portland.
Portland. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. It's bad. By the way, coaching does make a little bit of a difference, because I still haven't recovered from Jimmy Johnson not continuing to hand it off to Alonzo Highsmith and just allowing Vinny Testaverde to just be Oprah Winfrey. You get an interception, and you get an interception,
right?
And you get an interception. It's like,
well, yes, that's like a nightmare we all try to forget, right?
I can't forget it. Well, I wake up in the middle of the night with sweats at times, like, Highsmith, give it a Highsmith. You know, it's just like my wife goes, what's wrong with you? I'm going, Highsmith, give it a Highsmith. You know, it's just one of those things. And she's like, oh, it's that game. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. She
calm
knows.
Down, honey. Calm down. Calm down.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think to get to that game, you need the Jimmy Johnsons, who are ridiculous talent collectors. And that's where, that's where Mario comes in, you know,
Mario would have given it to Highsmith. That's the difference.
Mario's a running guy. He's gonna run the football.
Mario would have won that game.
Yeah, he would have. They would have
won that game by 25 points, because that's what you would have won that game if you just handed off to Highsmith, because they weren't scoring. Come on, man. Damn it. All right, what are you working on in the Athletics so they can check you out?
Well, I'll have something with Cyrus Moss. I did a top 50 player list, which should be posting some point this morning or early afternoon, just ranking the 50 guys that are coming back and with the incoming recruits, kind of to give people a picture of, going into February where the roster sort of stands. What else? I had a good podcast this week. I spoke to Andrew Nemec, from the Oregonian, who covered recruiting up there in the Pacific Northwest for all 4 years when Mario was there. And just some good insight, man. If your listeners want to hear some good insight on the assistant coaches and the recruiting, check out the Wide Right podcast. That was good this week. The last 30 minutes there with Andrew. So just a lot, man, just a lot going on. I mean, they've got visitors, the Grayson Halton kid out of San Diego, defensive lineman, four-star offensive lineman, Dave Ayuli, and Matthew McCoy from St. Augustine Creekside, a three-star offensive lineman, which I think they like even more than anybody else. Of those visitors, those three guys are here this weekend, so there could be some recruiting news over the weekend if those guys commit. And then, like I said, those transfers, there's constant noise, and then the OCDC, bro. So, you know, I don't write stories for everything, but I have a nice little section here at The Athletic where you can read all of my little updates. If you like bite-sized portions of insight, I will give it to you there. The other surprise could be that Osiris Torrance kid that I was telling you about earlier from Louisiana. If he comes here on Sunday, that's good news for Miami. If he doesn't come here, that means he's probably going to LSU. But the Osiris Torrance kid could be a really big impact player if they get him.
All right, there we go. Double entendre. Navarro's Nuggets.
There you go. Anyway,
there you go. Check it out. Check out Navarro's Nuggets. There you go. Follow him on Twitter at @Manny_Navarro. And, of course, subscribe to The Athletic so you can get Navarro's Nuggets. There you go. And catch him a couple times a week here. And you never know. He might be expanding here on the just never know, Canes fans. Something else might be happening down the line. Anyway, Manny, I appreciate you, brother. Much love as always. Have a great weekend, my friend. Thank you.
Same to you, brother. You take care. Enjoy the NFL weekend, man.
We will. You'll be good, my brother.